Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. We're heading straight to Australia now, where in just over 24 hours, Ireland take part in its second Women's World Cup game in Perth against Canada. Playing the Olympic champions was always going to be Ireland's most difficult fixture, but results elsewhere have buoyed hopes that the girls in green could take something from the game. Samantha Labrerie of RT News is in Perth and joins us now. Samantha, you neglected to tell us that the last time you were talking to us, you were actually literally almost on the field of play, standing behind a hoarding. Where in Perth are you today?
Not anywhere as close up as I was, but hopefully I'll be talking to you from there tomorrow again. In Perth, and just to tell you a bit about Perth, because until I came to Australia, I didn't really get a sense of this place and where it is in relation to the rest of Australia. It's on the west coast, and it took an almost 5-hour flight to get here from Sydney. We crossed two time zones along the way, so it's almost the equivalent of flying from Dublin to New York duration wise and it's said to be the most isolated big city in the world, as it's surrounded on one side by the Indian Ocean and on the other by thousands and thousands of miles of the Australian outback. You know, you have to fly hours to get to another big city. So to put it in context, that the whole of Western Australia is about the same size as Western Europe. Its population is just over 2.5 million, but something like 2.2 million of them live in Perth. So that's how sparsely populated it is outside of Perth. But on the plus side for those who live here, it's somewhat of a splendid isolation, you might describe it. It's Australia's sunniest state, 300 hours of sunshine a year. And we saw, 3,000 hours of sunshine a year. And we saw some of that in the last few days here. Yesterday it was 19 degrees and blue skies in the depths of winter. Today the rain has arrived and it'll stay like that for the match tomorrow. So the grey skies and the slight breeze make it feel a bit more home today. So too does the line of rush hour traffic. You might be able to hear it behind me here that I'm looking out on, but the only difference is it's on a palm tree lined boulevard. But I think that the similarities to home are why so many Irish have made Perth their home. And when the team arrived in Perth Airport on Sunday, they were greeted by about 300 Irish people. It was actually a bigger crowd than had greeted them at Sydney. And I spent yesterday going around the city meeting some of the Irish who live here. There's a lot of junior doctors. One guy told me that of his class of around 70, they all came out here, of his class, 70 of them came out here. Now about 7 or 8 of them are still here. Most of them went home over the years. But when I was looking for Irish doctors here, people were saying to me, just go into any A&E and you'll hear Irish accents. We've met a number of Gardaí who joined the Western Australian Police Force. They have come to Ireland. I think they were on this programme actively recruiting Gardaí. And apparently the guards fit in very well because of their manner, their training and the fact that the laws are the same. But there's also a huge amount of Irish people in construction and mining. So as the turnout at the airport suggested, the Girls and Greens should be very well supported when they take on Canada tomorrow night. The match is taking place in a smaller venue than last time, Perth's Rectangular Stadium. It has a capacity of somewhere between 17,000 and 20,000. But this time round, there's really no home crowd to speak of. So it's expected once again that the sellout crowd there will be mostly Irish, and that's more likely to happen this time. As well as the locals here who are going to come out and support them, I still can't quite get over, but every day I'm meeting people, families, young people, couples who've made the journey all the way from Ireland to be here. And not only, you know, some people did come over and just said they'd stick around Sydney and Brisbane, but loads of people have also made the trek across to Perth. And we can hear now from some of the locals and the visitors I've been speaking to about tomorrow's game.
My name is Braham Fulham. I'm originally from Clondalkin and I run a shed sales and building company in Perth. I think the Irish girls done so well on Wednesday. I think it was a pity they had to go one goal down before they started playing their real football. I think if they'd have played like that from the start, they would have won.
Is there much excitement here in Perth about the game?
Yeah, lots of excitement. All the Irish bars, everybody's getting on board. We're such a proud people. You see it on St. Patrick's Day when we're here. It's just so good to see everybody in their green.
And what about in the stadium? Do you think that there's going to be a lot of Irish fans there?
Oh, the majority, yeah. I'd say the majority of people will be Irish there.
So I'm David from Dublin. We travelled over for the World Cup to support the girls. I was lucky enough as a child to be brought to Italia 19, USA 94. Went to Japan and Korea in 02 as well. So when the girls qualified for a World Cup, I had to come.
How do you rate their chances after seeing the first game?
I thought they were excellent in the second half and definitely deserved something out of the game. So going into the Canada game, confident that we can get a result. Hopefully we can get at least a draw and keep the group alive.
Do you have a flexible ticket if they get out of the group?
I don't know, and I think Walker are expecting me back, so yeah, probably will have to head home if you do get through, but we'll see what happens.
So plenty of support inside and out the stadium tomorrow, which is good news. How, though, are the players feeling inside the camp ahead of this tie?
Well, Philip, in Perth, we've been much closer to the players than we were in Sydney. Downtown Perth, it's very big and it's a lovely place to wander. There's this mix of what looks like old town American architecture alongside these sublime glass skyscrapers. And although it's a big city, it feels very relaxed and quiet. So the players have been spotted wandering, meeting their friends and family who've travelled here. They seem quite relaxed. You know, the big occasion, the World Cup debut against the host nation, that's done now. They have to turn.
Oh dear, unfortunately the communication's letting us down there. Is there any chance that Samantha is going to miraculously materialise? Oh,
in the Australia match.
No, in and out, unfortunately. Okay, so look, what we might do is listen to those that are within the team that Samantha has been interviewing and try and get her back up on the line. These are the two players that she talked to earlier.
It's really hard, but I'm definitely like dedicated to learning it, and I think we all should know it, but it's just taking a little bit of time.
If I said Sheena Fianna Fáil, what would you say?
Yes. Well, I don't exactly know what it means, but I know it comes after it in my brain.
Yeah.
Sheena Fianna Fáil, atop we all egg Erin. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What did you learn from the game against Australia? An amazing occasion.
I think it just instilled more belief in us. I think we're learning, or like shifting out of this place of, you know, giving so much respect to other teams, to just being like, we can show up as ourselves and go forward from the get-go and attack teams and make something of it. So I think every game's a learning process, and I think for us, we're bummed to not get a result, at least a tie, out of that game, but we're just excited to go forward and go for the wins on the next two games.
Canada, they're going to present quite the challenge.
I'm more like, I'm excited. Like, I'm definitely someone that puts less attention on who we're playing and more focus on us. And I think at this point, I just truly believe anything is possible. I believe in this team, and I know that if we come out the way that we can face anyone.
Sorry now, Samantha, that was obviously Tony O'Donoghue and not you that was doing the interview. Who is he talking to?
Yes. He was talking to Sinead Farrelly. That was just a demonstration of how far away I am, just so you know. But Sinead Farrelly, she's one of the newest members of the squad. You might remember she joined up with them when they played against the US earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And so impressed was Vera Powell by her performance. She was one of the first to be confirmed as on the plane. And she was talking there about what they learned from the game, but also about the fact that she's been learning the national anthem. What I was about to tell you before the clip was that she's been doing it on YouTube. She is no Irish, but she's been learning it phonetically. And she's doing a great job. Because you might have noticed at the top of that match last week, every single player was singing every single word of the national anthem. That's not something we always see.
Now, there's a YouTube tutorial for everything. Why not one for learning the national anthem as well? Now, look, she referred there to the Canada-Nigeria fixture and the fact that that ended in a draw. How has that changed the calculations in this group?
Yeah, the result is shocking, I think, being from an Irish perspective, you know, champions, you know, it's could be the
No, unfortunately that line has decided to let us down again. I tell you what I will do though before going on to the next item, because Samantha has also heard, or maybe it was Tony did the interview again, from Stephanie Roach and her assessment of what it is that's going to happen in this group. We'll play that before we try Samantha one more time.
We've probably waited until they score to really show what we can do in attacking areas, and I just hope against Canada now we have a little bit more belief in ourselves and go for it a bit more, because I think we show we could put it up to them. We show we made it difficult for them to beat us, but we just probably didn't give that little bit of extra going forward, and I think we have to believe in ourselves that we can go and beat teams.
Vera Powell isn't known for changing her tactics. Do you think she will going into this game?
No, I think we'll see a similar setup to the way we started against Australia. I suppose from, like, I'm obviously an attacking player, so for me it's just like I just want to see us be let off the leash a little bit, you know, at times. And I know you can't go gung-ho for the whole game, but I think we have to pick our moments where we release our fullbacks and let them get forward and support the attack. I think you could see Katie McCabe was dying to get forward every chance she got, and Heather Payne towards the end, she showed she's much better in those attacking areas, but she has to defend all the time. You're not seeing the best of her. So I understand, and Vera has said that maybe our defenders aren't the fastest, but they're also very clever defenders, so I think they can read space and adjust when they need to. So I just think, from an attacking point of view, I'd love to see the girls being let off the leash at moments, not go gung-ho and be stupid, but I think there are better moments that we can kind of pick and go and try and get something, because look, tournament football is different to qualifiers. We need to score goals, we need to win games, so please God we'll see that against Canada.
The Canada-Nigeria result has kind of thrown this open now, and people are looking differently at Ireland's prospects as they go on. Do you think we should read much into that nil-all draw, and do you think it does give us a better chance than we had?
Yeah, well, having watched the game back, I don't think we have anything to fear in playing Canada. I think before the tournament, you're talking about Olympic champions. You obviously build the teams up, and look, I think Vera does a good job at that as well, to maybe lower expectations going into games. But I think, having looked at how Ireland have played against the likes of France in that first half, the USA games, I think we've shown when we put it up to teams we really can do it. So I don't think we've anything to fear against Canada. Obviously, we have to respect them. They have some very good players. They have the ability to do stuff off the cuff, but at the same time, so do we. If we can go out and try and get a goal early, we can win this game, and I really do have a good feeling about it.
Stephanie Roach there. Let's not tempt fate too much anymore, Samantha. Just tell me quickly who it is that you've also been talking to.
So sharing that positivity is the former Ireland international, Rhianna Jarrett, who plays for Wexford Youth. She said the key thing tomorrow is that we don't lose. Let's hear from her now.
That 0-0 draw definitely went in our favour. It means that it's in our hands going into the second game, which is all you can ask for. Even if we get a draw out of this game, it's just very important that we do not lose tomorrow. That is the biggest thing, is if we don't lose tomorrow, we go into the final day of the group stage with a chance of qualifying. But I think, looking at that performance from Canada, I know they were missing Jessie Fleming, who's arguably one of their better players, and she kind of links that defence to attack for them. But I think going into this, if we can build on that second half performance especially, I think that we can definitely bring it to them. But I think it's important that we bring the game to Canada. I don't think we can sit off and let them bring it to us, because I think that was the biggest downfall in the first game against Australia. Now, I know Ireland are never a team that are going to go and press high or never going to keep the ball and never going to attack it, but there's different ways that you can bring it to them. I think if you look back to that first half French performance in Tala, we started kind of 5 yards higher and we pushed the French midfield back. We limited the gaps that they were getting. I think that if we can do that while also being obviously aware of the ball in behind, because that is where we don't want to get caught, because that's where Vera feels that we will get punished, which is okay. But I think that if we can push them back higher up the pitch, if we can get our better players on the ball higher up the pitch, by all means, I do think that we will create more chances. And it's just important that at this level, when we get those chances, that we put them away.
You've been around this team before, you know many of the squad quite well. What way are they going to be preparing today for tomorrow? Because it's arguably a bigger game than the last one.
Yeah, it's definitely a bigger game than the last one, but we're always taught that your biggest game is always your next game. You can't look forward and you can't look back. Yes, you can do all the research. Yes, you can do all the kind of corrections from the game before, but your next game is always your biggest game, and that's not going to be any different for them. They're going to be absolutely buzzing for this experience. It's going to be completely different, because I feel that you've taken the Aussie crowd away from it now. So I do think, yes, you could hear the Irish fans in Sydney, but I do think you will hear them more in part.
Former international Rhianna Jarrett. The pre-match press conference went ahead in the last hour or so. Is there any news from that, Samantha?
Yeah, that's right. Vera Powell and Kira Caruso spoke to the media. The main news is that Louise Quinn, who's had her ankle in a boot, could be in doubt. Vera Powell said she's concerned about it and they'll have to see how she is after training. Vera Powell was also asked if this game is a must win or not lose. And she replied, it's clear we need a result.
Okay. Samantha, thank you very much. We'll be talking to Samantha again ahead of the match tomorrow, which you can watch at 1 p.m. on RTE2 and on the RTE player. You could also follow a live blog on rte.ie/sport if you don't have the bandwidth to get online. And on the RTE News app, where you could listen live to commentary on 2FM as well.